pianist Stanley Esmeralda Leon with you. This is WGN. An hour left, 53 minutes left of us until we turn you over for this week in agricultural news.
The morning show.
The morning show, yeah. So this is our last hour filling in for Matt Buvala this week and possibly in the future. Esmeralda found a really interesting story. And one that we both agreed with, but we wanted a little bit more information.
Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor recently and I found out I am B12 and vitamin D deficient.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found this story I was reading through, and it's Lo Bosworth. If you don't remember, she was on that reality TV show on MTV, The Hills. She,
sure.
She too is B12 and vitamin D deficient, but she is making the connection that it causes depression.
Okay.
So that is the question. Does it?
And who do we go to when we have a question such as this? We bring on TV presenter and author of the Anti-Aging Diet, Food, and Fitness Plan, Rick Hay. Rick, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Lovely to talk to you both.
Lovely to have you on. Thank you so much. So you were able to hear that Esmeralda is deficient in both B12 and vitamin D. Here in Chicago, as I'm sure it is a little bit probably typical in Great Britain, we don't have sun 365 days a year. It's very cloudy. It's very snowy sometimes, a lot of rain. It's common knowledge that most of us are vitamin D deficient. What effect does that have on us as a populace?
Well, you know, it's one of the most common and actually significant vitamin deficiencies globally, actually. You know, unless you're living, somewhere that's really, really sunny. And even then, as we look research more, we're using more sunscreen and we're not getting the sun sort of on our torso a lot, which sort of makes a whole lot more vitamin D. But When we're lacking in it, it first of all, you know, one of its major functions is to keep our bones healthy, and you know it has actions in our muscles. But as you said in the introduction correctly, it does have a big impact on our mood, and also on immune function as well. So it's rather, you know, it's probably of the key deficiencies, it's probably the one that is causing most concern. And you know, along with B12, people are also deficient in magnesium and nowadays iron as well. There's an impact on our health, and there's an impact on our health in general, but also at a cellular level as well.
Are the supplements, do they work? Can we go to the pharmacy and grab an over-the-counter supplement and find relief?
Yes, you can, and that's the good news. You know, I spent 25 years working and lecturing in the vitamin and health industry, and I find over time, you know, if I give people advice about food, they're really willing to take it. But when I give them advice about supplements, they're always a bit doubtful whether they work and whether it's just, you know, supplement companies trying to make money, et cetera. But you know, if you get a really reputable brand and you get a vitamin that you're, you know, deficient in, or you suspect you're deficient in, it can make a big difference. I think what you need to be careful of, as I said, is that it is a reputable company. You know, sort of check out, their sort of history, and I always go for some of the brands that have been around for a while, or if I can find out, I research about the newer ones. And then you also have to be careful about which form you get. So, you know, for example, with D3 is the form that we want. It's a better bioavailable form for the body. It's a really nice one. So yes, you can get relief from vitamins. And the great news is, if you're deficient, you can get that relief quite quickly, and it can make a big difference to how you feel. You know, sometimes in as little as a week or two.
What about aside from supplements? What about food? In terms of supplementing B12 and D?
Yeah, well, D is easier because one of the key foods that we can get vitamin D in is oily fish. But if you're vegetarian, it becomes a little bit more difficult. And if you're vegan, even more so, because there is some in cheese, there's some in egg yolks in particular.
Mm-hmm.
you might, I'm not so sure about the US, but in the UK and in Australia, they often fortify some of our foods with vitamin D. Some of our orange juice and our cereals is sort of quite common practice. So some of your foods are fortified with vitamin D. Some dairy products have it. B12 is a little bit harder, and you've probably heard a lot about B12. If you're particularly, again, if you're vegetarian, it's kind of hard to get it. Your main food sources are your shellfish, fish, seafoods. However, it is in things like tofu and some soy milks. There's a little bit in some meat, again in cheese and eggs, but. Both of those, if you're, I advocate people to have more of a vegetarian and more of a vegan style of diet. Mm-hmm. If they're not vegetarian, vegan, a plant-based protein diet on some days is recommended. So I don't want to put people off by saying, it's harder if you're vegetarian. It's because you're going to get so many other benefits from cardiovascular health, et cetera, from eating more plant-based proteins. However, you do need to look at balancing your meals properly. If you're not eating the in particular the fish or the seafood options, yeah.
How frequently should we be getting checked for these deficiencies? Is this something that every year when we get our physical, that we should ask for them to run a panel? And once we are deficient, how soon do we have to get checked again?
Yeah, I think it would be nice. You know how we sort of get our car checked every year, or we mm-hmm. Shouldn't we? And we'll pay the money to do that. But often we don't go to a healthcare practitioner yearly and get just a little bit of a checkup. I think yearly is a really good idea. Circumstances change, and also we're living in an age of quite an amount of stress, and stress will in particular deplete B vitamins even more. So. If you're very stressed out and life's a little bit harder than you'd like it, your vitamin requirement is going to be slightly higher. So yes, yearly would be good. And also, what you can do is just monitor sort of changes in your own sort of life as well. You know what I mean? So if you find yourself being more getting more tired, or you suddenly feel just you can't get up in the morning, sort of feeling a little bit down, or something might be making you a little bit more teary than you normally would be, or irritable. Other things are that your body will let you know. Maybe you can look at your skin and it's not as glowing as it was, or your hair health. Maybe you're losing a little bit more hair, things like that, or you have more aches and pains. That's all the body sort of letting you know that you may be deficient in the vitamins. And I will say, though, if you have a nice, colourful diet, and even if you're vegetarian, vegan, because there is, some of the vitamins in the leafy greens, et cetera, quite significant amounts. But if you have a colourful diet, and if you have, meals and perhaps days that are vegetarian, I think you're less likely to be, majorly deficient in a range of vitamins. Because, things like nuts and seeds have got lots of vitamins in them as well. So it does come back to diet as well. But yeah, yearly. Sorry, that took me a long time to answer, didn't it, really? That was long-winded. Please interrupt me at any time.
No.
I do apologize to your readers if I put them to sleep, yeah?
No, you're doing just fine. That's not my concern with you. But many people, even if they do go in for that yearly physical, often at times it's driven by their insurance company. You have to go in and make sure your BMI is correct, and that's fine. You don't always get blood work, so this is something that either we need to ask for or do. How do we do that? Do we approach and say, I've felt off, or I feel okay, but I want to make sure everything's all right? Because especially around here, vitamin D deficiency is just sort of assumed. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes they don't even mention it because they just figure like we live in Chicago, you're vitamin D deficient.
Yeah, I think what you do is you let your doctor or your healthcare practitioner know that you're not feeling well. Let them know of your symptoms. We often also have a tendency sometimes to brush our symptoms under the carpet. Do you know what I mean? Whether it be that we don't want to bother someone, or or whether it be that we're worried that it's something worse. And in fact, you know, with these vitamin deficiencies, they're so easily corrected. And so I think just tell them, if you, and I do know, you know, I work a lot with a lot of different doctors, and most of them, if you flag up something, will test you. However, if you get the sort of doctor, you know, it's like in any profession, isn't there? Some of them are very busy and they may not take you as seriously.
Right.
I think you need to sort of really emphasize that you want a test, you know, and that you're not just, you know, you're not feeling a little low or... Because I have had over the years, you know, some people who, you know, have to really, you know, force the point in order to get the testing. So just be firm and polite and just let them know that you are concerned. And also a little bit of... Going in with a little bit of knowledge, if you... You know, think you're vitamin D deficient, tell them. And as you say, in places like Chicago, the doctors will be ready to know that your symptoms, you know, as they are here in the UK. They'll you know, if you're telling them you're feeling down or your bones feeling a bit weaker or you know, things like that, they'll act and hopefully get you checked out.
Now, is there a risk of overdosing on some of these vitamins, these supplements?
With the good news about the most supplements is that the doses that we have in for our recommended daily allowance or recommended daily intake or nutrient value index is not that high. What they are is they're put in place. You know how the sailors used to say on these to get scurvy, yeah?
Yes, yes.
And so might say we need, you know, 40 or 80 milligrams of vitamin C a day to stay well. They're not, often the vitamins aren't, you know, super, super high and in strength. They're just going to, you know, give your body what it needs. I often say to people, especially with the water soluble vitamins like vitamin C and B, you can go for higher doses because they don't build up in the body.
Okay.
So with your general multivitamin and your vitamin C and your B, because they're water soluble, you're fine. But you have touched on an important point for the fat soluble vitamins, which are vitamin A, E, D, and K. And they can build up in the body. They're very significant. And in actual fact, for your listeners, vitamin K deficiency is also another big one. And what they want to look out for is K2, because what K2 does is put calcium into the bone. And if we're taking calcium supplements for osteoporosis or something, and we're not getting enough K2, which is hard in the Western diet, because we're not having fermented foods like in Japan and Korea, like natto, the calcium may not get deposited into the bones, and it may cause other problems in the body. And so it's good to sort of look at K2 while we're talking about the list. But so take the vitamins in terms of the fat-soluble vitamins, in terms of vitamin D, take it as directed. And if you take a little bit more, don't panic, because you really have to take a higher dose, you know, for several weeks. It's not going to, you know, you took an extra pill in the day. And for example, for myself, I like to get, you know, a 25 microgram dose of vitamin D. And I know here in the UK it's only a, you know, 10 microgram recommendation by the government. So, you know, I think it's nice to have a chat with a healthcare practitioner and say to them, you know, in a health store or something, can I take extra of this? And they should be able to guide you.
I was going to say, you were talking about vitamin K. What would you be feeling if you were lacking in that? Are there signs?
Vitamin K is a kind of a hard one because it's relatively new in research, K2. Well, when I say research, new in research, we knew a lot about vitamin K in terms of what K1 did in the body, but we weren't so convinced about what vitamin K2 did. But if you're deficient in it, you might bruise easily. You might bleed easily, because you're not sort of, it's your key clotting, like K1, it's important for clotting. You might get, you know, blood in your urine or in your stool, which is a sign that shouldn't be ignored. If the blood, after you go to the toilet, if it's sort of a bright red, then, you know, it's maybe, you know, from something around the outer area. But if it's sort of a deeper colour red, there might be something going on inside. And, again, don't be scared to tell your doctor about that. It's, you know, it's not unusual to happen, but we need to sort of find out if you're bleeding excessively. And also for women, if you're maybe you're your menstruation is heavier than usual, you find that that's a sort of sign of K2. And also, you're going to feel again a little bit tired. Tired is sort of a common one when we're deficient in any vitamin. But K2 in the US, you've got some great forms of it that you actually bring into the rest of the world, the K2. And I love the ones that are based on the natto. And natto is that fermented soybean. So you'll see a lot of companies proudly stating on their vitamin label that it's not K1, that it's K2, and that's what we want, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier that some of these vitamin deficiencies can really affect our immune system and our immunity. Does this mean that people who are vitamin deficient would potentially be getting sick more frequently, sick more easily, or is this like an autoimmune type situation?
A bit of both, actually. If you're getting, you know, of course, you know, when it's cold and flu season, ironically, and I know I've talked to my clients about this, they get cross with me, but ironically, it's healthy for our immune system to get, you know, a cold, maybe once or twice a year. It helps our body fight off, you know, other pathogens. But if you're having like a flu and then you're getting recurrent colds and you're just feeling really down, the first thing to look at is your vitamin profile. If you're lacking in vitamin C even, you know, people think vitamin C is solely for immunity, but it does do immunity, but it also does collagen cross-linking in the skin. And every time I say that, everyone loves it because it's sort of like a little mini natural facelift when we get enough of it, which we all like as we get older. It also helps with the adrenals. So, you know, you spoke in the beginning and you were saying about the depression link as well. So say if you're down in vitamin D and then you're down in vitamin C and then you're down in vitamin B, which all the vitamin Bs help with the nervous system, you can be feeling really low. And it can be the vitamins. And a lot of people just think it's them. They've got a depression or an anxiety, but it can be the vitamin. And, you know, another thing to do is when you start taking the vitamins, give yourself a score out of 10 for mood and give yourself a score out of 10 for digestion and hair, skin and nails and energy. Because what happens sometimes if we take the vitamins and we forget that we feel better. Does that make sense? We sort of think, oh, I feel a little bit better, but, you know, it's just maybe the sun's shining or, you know, my kids did well at school or I'm having, my relationship going well. But if you score yourself and then score yourself a couple of weeks later, you'll notice some big differences. And if you go mood-wise from, say, a 5 out of 10 or a 6 out of 10 to a 7 out of 10, that may be the difference of being able to get to the gym or go for a run. Or do you know what I mean? When the weather warms up, go for a lovely walk. But if you're feeling down, there's nothing more, I think, harder in life, is there, when your mood is low. It's very hard because everything else falls by the wayside. It's a tough one. And if it's been caused by vitamin D or vitamin B or C deficiency, certainly just popping a pill could really help you.
And then by being able to take a walk or go to the gym or play with your kids, that it's cyclical where you'll then feel better and on and on and on. So, and it all goes back to potentially being vitamin D deficient. Of course, we don't want people to assume. So go have blood work done, like Esmeralda.
Yes,
you went to the doctor and had a blood panel pulled. Mm-hmm. And then you're going back again to get it rechecked.
Yes, because again, you don't know, is it working, is it not? And if it's not, that's the next step to take.
Rick Hay, who's been joining us, nutritional physiologist, thank you so much for your time. And what he said was to rank your mood. I love that.
That makes complete sense.
Well, because so often it happens so gradually where you're a happy-go-lucky person and then all of a sudden you're like, I've been kind of in a funk for 3 months. But you don't feel it happening. You just think you're having a bad day and then it just keeps going and going and going. So now that you're taking the supplements, you have to rank yourself.
I'm going to have to every day.
Rick, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you calling in.
Lovely. I've really enjoyed talking to you both. And it's a topic I think that we're going to hear more about. I'm going to pop a copy of my book in the post for you both as well and some of my superfood powders so you can enjoy those, yeah?
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so very much. Yeah, this is something that I was thrilled when Esmeralda pulled this story up because I was like, yes, let us talk more about this. This is really, really important. So thank you very much.
Love it. I'd love talking to you both. Thanks so much for giving me the time, yeah?
Absolutely. We'll talk soon, I hope.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, what a lovely man.
Yeah, great.
But really good information on vitamins and how they can help us, but also be very responsible with them.
And you can find his information. He's a nutritional physiologist, rickhay.co.uk or thesuperfoodist.com.
Yep, and he is an author of the Anti-Aging Food and Fitness Plan.
Yep.
I can't wait to read it.
I'm on that.
I know, I can't wait to read it.
Well, I will be.